Welcome to the Pig Health Today podcast, where we talk all health all the time. Hear engaging interviews with today's leading industry experts. Hosted by Pig Health Today editors, podcast episodes highlight the latest ideas, insights, and advice to improve pig health, welfare, and performance.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stocks with Pig Health Today, and with me is Mike Eisenmenger, who's a swine veterinarian at the Swine Vet Centre. Mike, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Now, we're talking about transport biosecurity today. In terms of finishing sites, biosecurity continues to be kind of one of those nagging issues. Why is that?
I think there's a lot of different reasons, actually. I think that one of the first reasons is that we had to stabilize the health in the sow system first. And so everything flows downhill and out from a sow farm. And so over the last decade, I mean, companies have invested millions into the sow farm system. And that is how we get people in, how we get animals in and out, how we get wean pigs, how we back up trucks to those facilities, air filtration, et cetera, all to make a really healthy pig that we can flow downstream. It becomes critical that we increase the biosecurity of the grow finish system as we've made all those investments in the sow system.
And what kind of challenges are we seeing in terms of biosecurity in those systems?
Okay, take a sow farm system, for example. We may have, you know, anywhere from 10 to 40 locations that you're focused on. Now you branch off into the nursery grow finish world, and you'll have hundreds and hundreds of locations that may be scattered across multiple states. And so the sheer diversity of geography and actually able to keep your eyes focused on all areas at the same time is a big challenge.
And I guess in terms of the real basics, in terms of like the housing design and all of those issues, the real infrastructure, that's probably a very big component of it.
We haven't kept up on getting the older facilities remodeled and up to speed. Now that's different when we're building new facilities, they're being built correctly, you know, with an office, with a shower through, and once you're inside, you're inside. But the older facilities are often 3, 4, 5 barn sites, and you have to walk outside to get into barn to barn. And so it makes it much more difficult.
So transportation then, I'm guessing is better than it has been in the past, but probably still falls short.
Exactly, and it goes back to the same thing. We've invested a ton of money and effort into getting transportation right when we haul gilts, when we move sows, when we haul wean pigs, when we haul nursery pigs. But when we get the finishing pig from the finishing barn off to the market, that's where we're still have a long way to go. And I would say some of the major factors there are, once again, just the diversity. It's so far away and so hard to see. And often, market loads are occurring very early in the morning and very late at night, oftentimes when there isn't a lot of supervision going on.
So what should transportation be like then?
That's, to me, it's easy but hard. The easy one is, I feel like the truck that we bring to the site needs to provide no risk to the farm. Okay, so we have that in today's world on the south side. I have complete confidence that we can take a truck that's hauled infected pigs, bring it in, get it cleaned up, get it disinfected, get it baked and heated, and it's pathogen free. So I can be in that truck and feel perfectly comfortable that I'm not going to transmit disease. Now, for example, suppose that we could do that with all our market trucks, that we could bring it to the site and it is now cleaner than the site. The barn people are good at loading pigs, and so we just let them do what they're good at, take the pigs from the barn and put them in the truck. And it sounds hard, right? But it's just the determination to say, I need to get this done. It's important to get done. I need to invest in the infrastructure to get that done.
And I guess that for a lot of producers, it's making that big change, and it seems like a lot of money, and it's perhaps something they're reluctant to do it initially.
It is a lot of money. I mean, I cannot deny that. But honestly, today, we're still spending a fair bit of money washing market trucks. We just need to take the next step to get them truly clean and truly heated and baked and clean so we can get them back to the site and feel really comfortable about that.
So what is the best way to get a truck cleaned then?
there's no new science, right? You take all the science that is currently on the inside of the systems, like in the sow systems, and you just apply that to the finishing system. And that simply is you have a wash facility you may own or not own, right? But it's in your control. You know what's going on inside that facility. You bring the truck in, you flush it out, you power wash it, you disinfect it with the right concentration of disinfectant. You're in control of all that. And then you bake it. And then after that point, we know from previous experience and testing hundreds of trucks that we can get them clean after they've hauled infected pigs. So we know how to do it. We know what to build. I suppose the last step is who's going to build it? Where will it be built? Like near a packing plant or kind of back more towards your home base? And then who's going to run it and like provide the oversight and audit of that facility?
And are enough companies taking those measures and cleaning to such an extent?
Yes, it's generally starting to move in that direction. I just think it needs a nudge to keep going. But clearly there are model companies out there today that are doing a good job of washing market trucks that come back to their sites on a routine basis. And the health ramifications of taking those steps are evident.
In terms of those companies then that are taking those steps, are they contractors or are they private companies? Are you seeing any differences in the standards of cleanliness?
No, not in the standards of cleanliness, but it sure looks like there's going to be two strategies. One is going to be the pig farm or the pig company owns it, runs it, and controls it. Or two, I think you're going to leave it up to individual private entrepreneurs that want to build that. And then you'll have producers that contract with them, understand what's going on inside their truck wash, be willing to allow audits to come into their truck wash, and then let that process happen even without owning it.
So basically talking about creating some kind of common entity where everyone can have a share of it and they feel like they've taken ownership. How would that work in practice, do you think?
Yeah, there's some real tricks to overcome here. And I think one of them is simply turnaround time. Because when I have a trucker that goes to the packing plant and drops off the pigs, he, in general, drops off the pigs and it takes literally, you know, minutes, and then he's gone and he's headed back home. In this scenario, I think we would have to let him go to the packing plant and perhaps not ever let him get out of his truck, where we can keep the inside of his vehicle clean, let the packing plant unload the pigs with their unloading equipment that we would say it's going to be contaminated, so it just stays there. And then the trucker would simply drive away, right? Now, there's some logistical hangups of that, as like, who's gonna pay to unload the pigs? I think we can overcome that. But then the trucker would drive away. He would drive to one of these truck wash facilities that we just discussed, and he would drop his dirty trailer off. He would drive through his tractor that's potentially only dirty on the outside. And he would drive through what I would envision would be just like a conventional car wash. Like if you went and washed your car, you stay inside and it washes your truck and then you drive through. Now you're on the clean lot. You back up to a different trailer, a pool of trailers, and you head away with a clean trailer that's ready to back up to a farm and be cleaner than the barn it's headed to.
So it's quite a logistical challenge.
There's a lot to do, right? Because in today's world, most of the contract truckers, they own their tractor. They often own their trailer. So this would be a completely different concept. It's like, you don't own the trailer. It's just in this pool of trailers and they're all the same. Drop off a dirty, pick up a clean and head back out. So that's another step to clearly overcome. I remember back in the sow system, when sow system biosecurity was poor and health consequently was poor. Now we've dramatically over decades, right? Slowly but surely improved biosecurity in those sow farms. And now it's very robust and it's not perfect, but it can take a lot of insults and still stay healthy. Now it's like all the work and education and technology that went into that side of the equation can just simply be plopped over to the grow finish side. It's not like we have to go out and invent something new. We just have to say, we have to do this.
Do you think that it could potentially take an outbreak of a disease to actually force people into making that final step in getting it right?
Oh, I hope not. I hope that, number one, it never gets here, right? But I hope that even if like we invested in all that infrastructure, right, and it never got here, would we be ahead as a system? And the answer is 100% yes. Because I still believe that we underestimate the cost of poor biosecurity, even without foreign animal disease, on a regular and routine basis in the nursery grow finish system. So all of a sudden now, if we have another tool in our toolbox, a very important tool in our toolbox, to keep PED and PERS and other diseases that we currently have in this country out of our finishers, we're going to be much healthier, happier, and obviously would use less antibiotics and treatments.
You touched there on the costs of getting it wrong. Are the costs of trying to put good biosecurity practices in place preventing farmers from actually doing the right thing?
Yes and no. Some of the steps to improve nursery grow finish biosecurity are simple. Right? It's just a mindset, it's an education, it's enforcing what we know is right today. That doesn't cost any money. It just takes a lot of effort. The second step would be to go back and start to improve some of the facilities themselves. You know, put on a correct office or a flow that we can go into the building and stay in the building most of the day and not have to go back in and out, okay? And then the last step, which is going to require some capital, would be the building of these wash facilities. They're out there now, there's just not enough of them to satisfy the industry.
Thanks for listening to the Pig Health Today podcast. To get the latest news and interviews delivered to your inbox twice a week, subscribe to our e-newsletter by visiting pighealthtoday.com/join.